Unmute.
All right, so welcome to our presentation. Today, my name is Sven Krause, and these are my colleagues, Dennis Leibold and Sebastian Dittrich. We will be presenting the Penbooms project that we're working on.
Have you unmuted the bug?
Oh, I'm not unmuted.
Yes.
Good. That's better, I hope. Yeah. So we will be presenting the Penbooms project, which is about FPGA development software. So let's begin with a with a short overview of the content. So I will begin with a basic project introduction, what we are doing, what we are aiming to achieve. And then we'll be getting into some more detail, as much as is possible in this short time, of the three main components that we're working on here. And then we'll have some outro in the end. So Penbooms is a research project funded by the German government. It's part of a wider effort to secure technological sovereignty. The consortium working on this consists of Fachhochschule Dortmund, where I'm working, TH Köln, where Sebastian is from, and University of Essen, where Dennis is from. We also have an industry partner, which is the Cologne Chip AG. And so the basic motivation behind the project was that there are some issues with the way proprietary FPGA design software works nowadays. So most of you probably know from the big vendors like Xilinx, Lattice, all those, they have their own software suite where everything is bundled together. And we identified the issues, several, but the main ones were for FPGA vendors or potential vendors. The issue is that you cannot just get into the market with your FPGA, you also need to deliver a software suite, which is of course a very big hurdle. And from the user perspective, that you can run into the problem that if you have designed your workflows around one vendor's software suite, you might find yourself in a difficult position if you decide to change to somebody else's device. So the idea is that by having an open source, vendor-independent design software, we can potentially support anyone who would like to be supported by this software, and they can also add this support themselves if they desire that. And from the user perspective, again, we have the idea of one software that can be used with any device. So how that's supposed to be achieved, the first step here is to have an open source IDE that has some helpful tools, which other IDEs also have. So we're focusing on three aspects. One is the design of systems on programmable chip. The other is visualization and simulation of designs, and then also the topic of AI acceleration is relevant here, which we are exploring with a specific example. We're also, pretty early on in the project, we decided to cooperate with a German startup company called OneWare, who are already working on a free open source IDE for FPGA design, which is called OneWare Studio, and we thought it was a really good fit because their general approach is based on implementing third-party tools together. And so we're just creating additional tools that can be integrated into that software, and we're also working with them to improve the whole system. So now I will be getting into the system builder, which is my primary responsibility. So the concept is pretty simple. We want a GUI-based tool that can assist in system on programmable chip design. And the idea is that it is both an easy starting point for beginners, but also a convenient tool for experienced users, which is not always easy to achieve, but we hope we can get there. And so the main function of this is to create a, what we refer to as a base SoC. So the basic central piece of the SoC would be, of course, a CPU and bus master and arbitration logic and all that, and maybe some simple peripherals. And what this system builder is supposed to allow you to is to, on one side, configure that base system and then define the interfaces to any additional modules you have in Verilog. And another aspect is that we, of course, want to automate as many dumb labor tasks as possible. So anything that can be easily automated, we try to do that. So how we're going to going about this is that we're basing this on the very useful open source framework called LiteX, which is already a very powerful tool for system on programmable chip design. It's a Python toolkit based around one of these more high-level hardware description languages called MyGen. And it also comes with a whole range of IP cores already prepared. So how we're doing this is that we have a two-part software. So we have the GUI component, which is made with the Avalonia framework in C# for integration into the OneWare Studio. And then we have a Python interface script, which interprets this configuration file and then uses LiteX to generate the system based on that. And as I already said, the focus right now is on interfaces between the base system and external components. So within Verilog, it's all within the same FPGA, but it's separated in that way. So we also want to make as much of the LiteX features available, because it's not necessarily straightforward to access everything, especially in a generic kind of fashion. And we want to keep the interface as simple as possible, so we don't confuse anyone or waste resources. So this is some screenshots of our prototype. It's very bare bones at this point. So you have basically one main configuration where you configure your base system. You can choose which kind of CPU you want. You can tweak the bus system, which standard you want to use. There's Wishbone option. There's the option to use AXI. And potentially even more standards might be integrated in the future. And then we have this other tab here called submodules, which is where you have your own Verilog modules. You can read in the interfaces and the parameters and all that, and then define how you want to connect everything. And what the thing also does is that it generates a top-level Verilog wrapper for you. So the current status on that is that we have this first functional prototype, of which I just showed some pictures. And we're working on extending and improving the functionality. So obviously, there's a lot of this is just work in progress already still. And we're trying to improve that and also enable more of the LiteX functionality. And what's now a current topic is support for the OpenAI accelerator, which will also be presented in this talk later. So with that, I'll give over to Sebastian, who will tell you about this talk.
Working.
Great.
Thank you, Sven, for the brief introduction. I'm presenting, I'm with the University of Applied Science Cologne, and the flagship plugin for OneWare Studio from us is the Netlist Viewer. It shows module instances, interconnections, and hierarchy of entities from your designs, from VHDL or Verilog. And it can also do a primitive visualization after the synthesis. You can see a 16-bit processor at the right. At later, this slide will be a bigger picture of it, but it's very useful for debugging or understanding complex SOPCs and teaching and onboarding. Currently, we are using this tool in a basic module on our university. Here is the 16-bit processor, again a little bit bigger. We did not choose to use a RISC-V one because then you can't see anything. It's like a FPGA, 80% of the elements or of the area goes for the routing. Here you can see the standard OSSF FPGA toolchain we are currently supporting in OneWare Studio, or with our plugin. The standard simulation is way to simulate is with JUSES or with the GRDL plugin itself with JUSES, and then you go from GRDL, if you have VHDL code, you simulate with G GHDL, and if you have Verilog, you can simulate with Icarus Verilog and show them in a waveform viewer already included in OneWare.